From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Price and Privilege of Serving Christ, part of this series in the book of Joshua. The text is found in verse 7 of chapter 18. With the conquest of the land of Canaan now over, the various tribes of Israel were given their portions by lot. But the tribe of Levi did not receive land. The text in verse 7 says, But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. As Dr. Cairns has explained, the Levites represented the soul of the nation. Their presence among the children of Israel was to be a reminder that the most important of all of the nation's blessings was not material, but spiritual. Because of the necessary activities of settling the land, there was always the danger that Israel would forget the Lord. And this same situation applies to God's people in every age. In the pursuit of daily responsibilities, Christians must maintain close fellowship with God. Also, believers must make sure their influence upon others is godly. Then, as the Levites had a special duty that only they could perform, believers must realize that God has given differing gifts to His people and that each one is important in the Lord's service. Furthermore, as the Lord called the Levites to the sacrificial service, He called some people to serve Him in a special way. Those upon whom the Lord lays His hand for special service face rigorous demands to be pure and to maintain God's truth. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, the cost of such service is great, but the rewards will far outweigh the losses. We'll hear the conclusion of this message shortly. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It is a happy way of soothing sorrow when we can feel, He careth for me. Christian, do not dishonor your religion by always wearing a brow of care. Come, cast your burden upon your Lord. You are staggering beneath a weight which your Father would not feel. What seems to you a crushing burden would be to Him but as the small dust of the balance. Nothing is so sweet as to lie passive in God's hands and know no will but His. O child of suffering, be thou patient. God has not passed thee over in His providence. He who is the feeder of sparrows will also furnish you with what you need. Sit not down in despair. Hope on, hope ever. Take up the arms of faith against a sea of trouble, and your opposition shall yet end your distresses. There is one who careth for you. His eye is fixed on you. His heart beats with pity for your woe. And His hand omnipotent shall yet bring you the needed help. The darkest cloud shall scatter itself in showers of mercy. The blackest gloom shall give place to the morning. He, if thou art one of His family, will bind up thy wounds and heal thy broken heart. Doubt not His grace because of thy tribulation, but believe that He loveth thee as much in seasons of trouble as in times of happiness. What a serene and quiet life might you lead if you would leave providing to the God of Providence. With a little oil in the cruse and a handful of meal in the barrel, Elijah outlived the famine, and you will do the same. If God cares for you, why need you care too? Can you trust Him for your soul and not for your body? He has never refused to bear your burdens. He has never fainted under their weight. Come then, soul, have done with fretful care, and leave all thy concerns in the hand of a gracious God.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Different places. The message is, wherever the Lord has placed you, whatever gift He has given you in that place, He intends you to employ it to the fullest of your time and ability for the glory of His name. And then there is one final thought. And that is that the Lord calls some people to serve Him in a very special way. The Levites were special. They were different. That didn't make them any better, as you'll see in the subsequent history of Israel. But they were nonetheless different. They were called to spiritual leadership. This is the mark of a living assembly of God's people. You look at Acts chapter 13, where you've got a beautiful picture of the functioning of the church in Antioch. As they ministered to the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Lord, by His Spirit, said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the ministry to which I have called them." That's always the mark of a church that's a living witness for Christ. That God is going to come and He's going to put His hand on certain men and women. Say, "I want these people for specific and special service." Especially as we think of the young men in this church, I want you to know that while you're pursuing the various occupations of life, keep this in mind. There will be young men among you upon whom God is going to place His hand and say, "I want you not to be a shopkeeper or a surgeon, or a lawyer, or an accountant, or a factory worker, or whatever. I want you for service. And I'm deliberately giving you the full breadth because I'm not merely talking about the highly intellectual. I'm saying God comes and He puts His hand on people and says, I want you for special service. He can use the highly intellectual. He can use those who have practically no intellect at all. I said that Sadie had come over. She brought me a book. Being a good Ulster woman, she had read it before she gave it to me on the way over in the plane. It is the story of the Lord Mayor of Belfast in the year 1995 to 1996. I know him well. I've known him for many, many years. Eric Smith was saved as a teenager. He had nothing to offer the Lord. When he came to Christ, he couldn't read John 3:16. He was dyslexic. And in those days, nobody had even heard the term dyslexic. Certainly in Northern Ireland, I'd never heard of it. He hadn't heard of it, and his teachers hadn't heard it. He was just educationally subnormal. So he couldn't read. But God saved him. He later came into membership in Dr. Paisley's church. Started witnessing to souls, started going around the doors, and God burdened his heart to give up his job and go full-time door-to-door visitation from Dr. Paisley's church. And he did that. How would you do that when you can hardly read? The only way he learned to read was because of a passion to be able to read God's Word. And as he constantly read God's Word, God enabled him to be able to read. I remember having him come to speak at a missionary service in our church in Ballymoney about the mid-1970s. And I was thrilled when Eric stood up and read the Scriptures. He never had a special teacher except the Holy Spirit. Not only did he go in the doors, he felt he should go into local politics because the people he met in the doors had such problems in the working class areas of Belfast. Cut a long story short, God took that young fella who couldn't even read when he saved him. And he made him not only the Lord Mayor of Belfast, but he made him a preacher of the gospel. Today he's the ordained minister of the Jesus Saves Mission Church, part of Peter Ng's worldwide ministry in North Belfast, and has been instrumental in pointing, I would say, hundreds of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. God calls people to special works. Remember the words of Spurgeon, if God has called you to be a preacher, do not stoop to be a king. I trust today that every young man and every young woman in this meeting will be in the place where your heart is open before God. Where you will say, Lord, I am thine. By creation, I am thine by redemption, but I am thine by honest consecration. Whatever God wills, whenever, wherever, whatever the cost, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice as it told thy love to me. I am thine. Take me and use me for the glory of God. The duty of such people called to special service is clear from the Levites. They're called to keep the faith pure and permanent through the nation and to enable God's people to be all they should be. How is God going to keep alive the faith of the gospel in America? By calling young men to go out and preach the gospel, evangelize the lost, establish churches that are faithful to Christ. That's how he's going to do it. As it were, by sending out Levites, called to the special service of maintaining the truth throughout the land. The costs of such service are great. There is a price to pay for the will of God. The Levites paid a steep price in many ways. Those I've indicated, God is no man's debtor, and in the end, they lost nothing. But there is, in human terms, a price to pay. Put yourself in their position. When you see everybody else, and they have their inheritance, and they have their, it was an agrarian society, so they have their farm, they have their possession, and it's theirs forever. And you're prohibited from it. The devil could tell you, man, God's dealing very harshly with you. There is a price to pay. The call to full-time service is a call usually to forsake all and follow Christ. The minister doesn't usually have time for the ministry and a high-powered career in business. It's usually the choice, one or the other. When God called Moses, he gave up a royal palace. When God called Jeremiah, he had to give up all thought of ever having a wife and a home of his own. When God called Ezekiel, he had to suffer the loss of the wife he had in order to be a witness to the people. When God called Paul, he taught him to suffer the loss of all things that he might gain Christ. There is a cost, but here's the beauty of it. The rewards of Christ's service far outweigh the cost. The Lord is their inheritance. The Lord will make himself precious to you. The Lord will feed you and meet all your needs. That's what he was promising the Levites. They didn't have it. The rest of the nation had all the wealth. They didn't have it. But the Lord says, I'm going to meet your need. I'm going to bring in all the money you need, all the food you need, all the meat you need. I'm going to meet your needs. And he did.
I have never known anybody called of God who followed the call of God whose need the Lord did not fully meet.
He'll bless us spiritually, applying the sacrifice of the cross. He'll make the priesthood of Christ a special blessing to us. He will make himself so precious to those who give their all to him. I trust today that the truth of the Levites will get through to her heart. The most important service we can perform, the most important blessings we can receive, are all spiritual. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. I trust that will be your prayer. Christian, God gave his very best for you. What will you give to him? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Write it on every soul. Our hearts are grieved for those who are still lost without Christ. God, have mercy on sinners. Save them today. Our hearts are grieved for Christians who have lost the joy of their salvation. Father, restore their souls. We pray that thou wilt indeed enable us to be as the Levites,
a people scattered through this nation who will maintain the testimony of Christ and pay the price, whatever it may be, by faith, and enjoy the privileges of serving our blessed Redeemer. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.